Strange Adventure.
Jason Grimm and his Tibetan guide, Ching, paused at the base of the mountain before ascending to the great monastery which clung to the windswept peak. He knew of the dangers ahead and thought of the parting words of the Chinese teacher he had met in Calcutta.
High are the peaks of Shangrin, up in the land of the terrible snow leopard, and the forbidden laboratory of Ramgalong.
The American was about to climax the most tricky and perhaps the most lucrative assignment ever handed him by his employers, Adventure Incorporated. A museum, a college, and a motion picture studio all wanted pictures of the weird ceremonies held within this Tibetan retreat. The penalty for a foreigner's approaching the gate was death, and no one dared imagine the tortures in store for someone caught observing or attempting to photograph the rituals. Ching inspected Jason Grimm and gave his final instructions.
The stain on your face and your tattered robe make good disguise, but remember, never must you speak. Whoever hears your voice will know you are a white man.
Jason Grimm nodded, already practicing his silence. He made sure his small movie camera was loaded and ready for action, then concealed it underneath his robe. A group of pilgrims passed and began climbing the narrow, narrow trail. Jason and Ching fell in behind, each spinning a prayer wheel. The guide muttered the Tibetan chant,
Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum.
No one paid any attention to them till the crowd reached the gate of the fortress-like retreat. There a lama questioned each pilgrim. Jason Grimm waited, spinning the prayer wheel while Ching talked for both of them. At last, they were allowed to enter. When the ceremonies began, Jason focused his camera through a hole in his torn robe and started shooting. He danced as the pilgrims danced. When they bowed, he bowed. Then, about halfway through the ceremony, a lama brushed against him and felt the bulge of the camera. Jason froze in his tracks. The lama began shouting. The pilgrims gathered around, pushing and shoving. Several pairs of grimy hands grabbed Jason's arms and shoulders. Every chance of escape was blocked. Blows and kicks were rained upon him as he was propelled toward the inner temple. Jason Grimm was being shoved toward a dungeon when Ching fought his way through the aroused mob. The guide reached the lama and shouted wildly. Finally, his voice was heard above the roar. The crowd dropped back. The lama released his hold on Jason. He snapped a few words in his native tongue and the crowd closed in again. But this time, they were expelling both Ching and Jason from the monastery. When they had reached the bottom of the trail, Jason felt it quite safe to talk.
Say, Ching.
Yes?
What kept them from torturing and killing me?
Ching had a chuckle in his voice when he answered.
You are mute, Sahib. It brings great misfortune to harm the unfortunate.
Jason Grimm shook his head.
To think I had to be nearly killed in a forbidden monastery to appreciate fully the value of keeping my mouth shut.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Cratter and inviting you to listen to Blood of Africa, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.